Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Bye. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We've been talking a little Texans. We were just talking about that offensive line. We talked earlier about the wide receivers that are out there. Who do you want? Cooper Kupp? Debo? You want Stephon Diggs back? What do you want? 713-780-3776. Chris in the Woodlands is here. He wants to talk about the Texans. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Did you guys see that stat yesterday that came out about the pressure rate? And if not, can I read it to you real quick?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mahomes and CJ Stroud. Have you guys seen it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I did. Real quick, because I thought it was very interesting. It says in the Super Bowl last night, Mahomes was pressured 38.1% dropback, fifth highest pressure rating modern era. Houston Texans quarterback was pressured 39%, a percent higher. That's an average for the entire year. In the divisional round, Stroud was pressured 51% of the time and posted 287 yards, zero turnovers. While Mahomes was pressured 39% of the time of that game and had, what, three turnovers? That's pretty interesting to go along with what you guys said about the offensive line. I really hope that this offseason we really address some situations there. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
You got to get protected. You got to get protected. You got to make your reads quick. You got to get rid of the ball. It's just essential. And the easiest thing to help that is running a football, but they actually had a running game. You know, there's kind of a narrative that will eventually pop up from time to time that the Texans couldn't run the ball, but that's Joe Mixon had like 9 100-yard games. That's actually not accurate. They could run the football with Joe Mixon. Now, I think Joe did a lot of the heavy lifting on that one, to be fair. I thought Joe Mixon was phenomenal this year, better than I could have ever expected. I don't know if you're going to get the same version next year because, you know, he's just another year older as a running back, and it happens.
Yeah, the pressure rate has got – I mean, look at how it affected – well, and again, it's a little bit different. I mean, you're taking it just those numbers. How many times was he pressured under blitzes? Because if you're pressured with a blitz, there's fewer defensive backs out there, and you can read a blitz, and you can go, and you can have a hot read. If you're being pressured like Mahomes was with just the front four, that's a different story. You got seven guys back there, and trying to find an open guy is almost impossible. That first sack where Travis Kelsey, and you go watch that play, right after you see him all walking back to the huddle, and Travis Kelsey's got his head down, he's supposed to chip. He barely even touches him. And Mahomes doesn't have a second to get because Travis Kelsey didn't do what he was supposed to do. You know, give him a decent chip and give Mahomes a little bit of time and then go out for the screen. Well, if you don't do your job, and again, they're only rushing four, and nobody is blocking that guy. Nobody even gives him a chip. I mean, that's just ridiculous to me. I know the linemen are supposed to be out there in front of Travis Kelsey. That's great. But you got to give Mahomes a second for that. And the Texans did that all the time with Schultz. He was terrible at chipping. Terrible. And I just don't understand.
You're a professional
player. I mean, this is how you game plan this? I mean, terrible. It was terrible.
But you got to do your job, too. If your job is to, and if you don't have a guy who does his job, get a different guy. I mean, you can't just live with people who, you cannot live with teammates and players who won't do their job.
Would you prefer
that's
Dalton
why the Mavericks got rid of Luka, by the way. He wouldn't do his job defensively. He wouldn't do his job from a conditioning standpoint. I get it. It's tough decisions sometimes. I just think, look, they didn't get the right trade for him. But I get why they did that, because you got to get guys who do their jobs.
Yeah. Did you would you prefer Dalton Schultz got traded?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you could.
I mean you would prefer that as opposed to Dalton Schultz coming back.
Yeah. I'd rather identify a tight end in the free agent market or draft and plug him in with Stover. And Stover will do some of the heavy lifting from a physical standpoint. So I think Stover and
Brevin Jordan.
I think Stover and Brevin Jordan could probably handle that heavy lifting, but if you wanted, you could
pick somebody else.
You could add another guy. Yeah, I'm not sure Brevin Jordan's going to be the solution, but you know, it might put you in line a second round pick for Mason Taylor from LSU. You might take a look at that. Maybe you wait until third or fourth round and look at Gunnar Helm from Texas.
With your cornerback needs and your line needs
it's just one of your draft picks.
Well, you're going tight end in the second round.
I want to get a great player. I think Mason Taylor's got a chance to be a great player. I don't know what they're doing in free agency. And of course, I don't know how much money they have in free agency. So,
the last I saw, $14 million.
You're right. You need D-line, O-line, cornerback. That's probably we think they need cornerback. You need cornerback depth, though.
Yeah, you need
depth. The Texans say we don't need cornerback. We need depth, but we don't need starters. Well, if that's the case, then you're looking at third round and beyond.
You need a nickel starter.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You're saying something that they don't believe in. So they believe Petrie's a starter.
Oh.
They want big overhang nickels like Cooper DeJean. Now, my argument would be that guy was a corner in college who plays overhang nickel, which is kind of a big nickel safety corner hybrid. Petrie, to me, is just kind of a safety who can hybrid as a linebacker. Like, I don't view him really the same way as Cooper DeJean, who was a better athlete, who's faster. So I don't view him the same, but the Texans seem to think that they've got their answer at Petrie. That's the guy they like. So if that's the case, they're not going to make cornerback. I don't think they're going to make cornerback a priority in the first, for sure, two rounds, and maybe not even three rounds.
Well, so you just say, you're saying, because when Petrie went down, then what?
Okay, well, they don't have you got to get depth. You got to get a veteran in here in free agency, and you're going to have to draft at least one player. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Because you were a mess. Actually, what's his name did pretty good, who they picked up from the Patriots.
Bryant from the Cowboys.
Miles Bryant. He actually did okay.
Yeah.
Miles Bryant, a Cowboys, didn't he come over directly from the Patriots? I thought he was one of their special teams aces. I think he's from Team Patriots. Yeah, he used to be a Patriot. This is going to surprise you, but they put a Patriot on the team.
No, that's weird. That is so weird. 714 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 714. 914 ESPN. It's 714.
Five Star's
here.
Coming up next. He says he's making this call in. He couldn't do it yesterday. He woke up late.
Oh, let's go, Five Star. Get me in here. All right, we'll do that. But first, okay, so now it's time to talk about a little Underdog.
Well, Underdog Fantasy's a chance. Right now they're really going hard into basketball. And, you know, football season's over, so they're looking at basketball. And they had a big profit booster yesterday in basketball, college basketball. They had a 50% profit booster in my lobby because they want you to take a look at college basketball. That's fine. I'll be your Huckleberry on that. But what about pro basketball? Did you have higher on Luka? How is Luka going to affect LeBron? Is that going to mean more rebounds and assists for him? Or is Anthony Davis going to ever play again? You know, take a look at that. I just know that basketball is now available for you, and it has been available, by the way, the entire time. On Underdog Fantasy, turn your attention to your Rockets playing basketball. Turn your attention to games that you're watching on TV that you want to play along with by using their Pick'em Challenge. You download the app, use promo code Lance on your first deposit. You're going to get up to $1,000 and of bonus cash and a free pick on there. So you don't want to not take advantage of that. You have to take advantage of that. But they give you so many ways to win. You choose higher or lower on statistics. You have between two and usually it's up to seven players that you can choose from. Did you know that you can win even with a loss? with their flex option. With their flex option, you can pick 2 out of 3 right and still win. 3 out of 4 right and still win. Double flex lets you pick 4 out of 6 right and still win. So go there and explore it for yourself. Play along with the action that you're already watching on TV, and you're going to have so much fun. You got a chance to win real money with your sports knowledge. But you must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncbgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Five Star in Vegas, thewageringworld.com. Wagering, thewageringworld.com. Look at that hat. I want one of those hats, Five Star.
Oh, I got you, man. You know, next time I'll send it to you, but I'd like to give it to you hand to hand, man. I definitely have you. That's a great golf hat to where I'll get you the white one, man, for when you go play golf. A lot of golf companies I'm dealing with in Vegas are about to carry that cap live from somewhere.
That's it. That's cool. I like it. So I'll come see you in Vegas. How about that?
Yeah, man, I love it. I'll set you up a golf thing. Maybe I can get old Doug Costanator to come with me. That's the only time I see Doug if we're going to golf. He loves to golf, man. I just go out there and walk around. I don't golf.
I haven't seen Doug forever. You know what John had the audacity to do, Five Star? I got to tell you, since you're out there gambling professionally, we have to get on him here because he always says he feels bad for casinos if they lose for sports books if they lose money and that he's worried about them. Can you believe that? The audacity.
I don't want them to go out of business, Five Star. Okay.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Hey, you gotta have some sponsors.
We need them, right, brother. We need them. We need them to be.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, we don't need them to win and to beat everyone. No, we don't.
Not to win, to beat everyone. That's not what we need. We need them to not go out of business.
They're not going out. Sportsbooks don't go out of business.
Well, they do. Yeah, they do. Oh, I know of more than a few bookies that went under, brother.
Oh, were they legal?
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
All right.
We're talking about legal books.
They went under.
We're talking about legal books. No, ain't the last legal book that goes under.
Uh-uh. Yeah, they go under.
I don't much deal with a bookie, so we do need legal books. Me dealing with bookies is why I left Houston. I didn't like that too much.
Yeah, I guess not. Well, we know you didn't like the Super Bowl too much.
Well, that's not actually accurate. When I went back and looked at all of our prop bets he gave away on the air.
Oh, yeah?
He missed the side, but won damn near every prop bet imaginable, except one. I think there was one you lost, and that was it.
Yeah, only one that I lost was the rushing yards for Mahomes, and he almost got it. He needed one more scramble, man. He had 25 yards. The line was 29.5, but we were able to cash really big. My biggest wager outside of the side was Saquon Barkley to go under 114.5. That was a layup. I knew that the Chiefs defense and under spec, no, they just don't give up 100 yards to running back. They hadn't all season, so that was good. We got Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown, which was really a lucky one for us because they end up tackling the kid that they traded for from Washington right there at the goal line, and he ended up getting to do
Jahan
the
Dotson, You had that. I was thinking about that. Like, that probably – there was a lot of people who had anytime touchdowns for Jalen Hurts that absolutely loved that call down at the one. And then also, the other one that I liked that you had was – if you feel like you've got a really good side, like under on Saquon Barkley, you went under 100.5 for like plus 180, which was a good one, too. You take it even further and you get a better payout.
Yeah, I did good on that one, man. And then Xavier Worthy, anytime touchdown. We got Nuke Hopkins. You got over the 1.5. So we did good on that, as you said, on the prop. I know the books were really kicked off about Dotson not scoring because they lost a lot of money with Jalen Hurts having the first touchdown score and also scoring. So that was one. It's pretty much went the public's way all year, in my opinion, in the NFL. One of the rare seasons that the public really did well. Great call by you, Lance. I was playing with everybody, all my homeboys. I was telling them last week, I said, man, me and Lance are usually on the same side. It was troubling me. I said, he's so strong about the Eagles. Why is he saying this? And
after I saw the game, I see why. I forgot your dad's an offensive line coach, so you're really good at that. So you saw something in the trenches that I overlooked, man. But if I could do it all over, I'd still take the Chiefs, because just with my system, man, it was nothing in that game that was going to make me bet on the Eagles side. You're a great, as I said, at offensive line. But we had – Mahomes had never lost in the dome, guys. He was 11-0 with 26 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. He was in that situation, 3-0 against number one pass defenses. He had never lost, as we know, to the defensive coordinator for the Eagles, man. So he was, what, 8-0 against him? Mahomes, and also yep. Andy Reid had also never lost to him. So all my system would go – City, man, and as I said, if I did it again, I would take Kansas City just because my system works for me and it's always paid me. So I'm not going to switch it up just because one game I do this every day.
Yeah, no. And that's but this is one of those rare like instances where every system's going to line up in a team that's been that good in their favor. Just like you could say that with the Astros, like once you've been to that many, you know, your everything is going to line up in their favor. For me, it was more about that was not about. Trends and systems and it was just about I just realized, and I said this on Friday, I was like, damn, this is kind of like when Seattle was too fast, too explosive, too strong, for they just swarmed Denver. Peyton Manning had no prayer, and I started thinking about, wait a minute, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Josh Sweat. And a lot of what I thought was on the defensive side. But then you look at the offensive side, you got three really good weapons. You got the best running back in football and a quarterback who does his job in Jalen Hurts. You know, and a good defensive coordinator. I mean, you had Andy Reid and Spagnuolo and Pat Mahomes. We already know what they're capable of. But sometimes there's just a level. And I didn't say this on the air, Five Star, but you'll appreciate this. I did say it on the air last, like on Tuesday when I first brought this up, but not with you on Friday. What also came to my mind was when Oklahoma City rolled the Spurs back in, like, I don't know, was it 13 or 14? I think it was 13, where they were just too young. It was young Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Kevin Durant, and they were too athletic. Serge Ibaka, they were too athletic, too long, too fast for an aging Spurs team. That's one of those things that played into my mind as well, which is why I went with the Eagles. You know, this is the foot. Now we're just talking football. Forget gambling and handicapping. are the Chiefs done? Now, when I say done, it's a relative term. But I had this discussion with somebody last night who's a big Bills fan who said, the Chiefs aren't going away. And I look at that team, and I don't see great talent at multiple spots. Like, I feel like the Bills are going to keep getting better. I think the Bengals are, it's a matter of time before defensively they're better. The Ravens aren't going anywhere. Like, are we sure that the Broncos and the Chargers aren't on the come up a little bit against the Chiefs? Are the Chiefs really just still going to be right there at the top, do you think?
Yeah, they're going to be there. The reason why is because you got Mahomes and you got Andy Reid and you have a really good defense. Their defense is young. So all of those guys on defense are going to be back, and they're only going to get better. Guys like McDuffie, you know, they're going to only get better. And then I think that Kansas City has shown in the past, along with the Eagles, that they're one of those teams that are really ran well and know how to make adjustments. They'll make an adjustment. They'll get that offensive line right, and Mahomes will be right back to being Mahomes. Everyone has these type of moments. This, you know, that's part of life. We're all men. We've had took L's before. You had times when you're going to be humiliated and people are going to, you know, talk down and say you're the worst. But it's all about being able to get up and bounce back. And I think this year is just going to really just motivate Mahomes, man. He's 3-2 in 5 Super Bowls. He's been to 5 Super Bowls before he was 29. Like, who else has done that? No one. Brady, he went 3-2 in his first 5. He lost to freaking Eli Manning, Nick Foles, and Doug Peterson. He lost to Jake Plummer in the playoffs. Mark Sanchez, Nick Foles. There's a lot of people who just don't like Mahomes. You know, his family is always on TV. You got Kelsey. You got his wife and, you know, things like that. So a lot of bad press is on Mahomes. So people are praying for his downfall. But in reality, it's not happening like that, Lance. Not that quick. I think that they run the AFC West. I don't see them lose to either one because people are forgetting Rasheed Rice was turning into a number one receiver.
Yeah, that was a big loss.
Awesome. Yeah. So when he comes back, and now you got on the other side the kid from Texas who we already seen is an absolute star. Xavier Worthy is a touchdown maker, man. So if people think the Chiefs are there, I wouldn't bet against them. I wouldn't be surprised if they're back in this game again next year, man.
They need some help at tackle, and they probably need to focus on – you know, there's three really good tight ends in this draft, really good ones. It'll be interesting to see. Yeah, Pacheco was a nice little story for a couple years, and now it's like, or was it this last year? Is this his second year or third year? I think it's his third year. Pacheco was a nice little story, but, man, he was a non-factor for much of the year this year. Kareem Hunt was just a guy. That also killed them is that they didn't run the ball more, and they probably should have found ways – to get the ball
Green,
outside.
Man.
Yeah.
Andy back had, to his old way.
Yeah.
We remember what he used to be criticized for, right? Throwing the ball too much, not letting his quarterback get hit. He went right back to it. They ran the ball the first six plays of the game. What sense does that make? You know, like, I mean, threw the ball the first six plays of the game. Run the ball, you know, towards the defense. You already know you're a less talented team. Offensive line has to be completely revamped for them. They're kind of in the same situation as the Texans, and that's what's surprising about this game so much, Lance, is because I feel like the Texans line was right up to par, if not better than the Eagles, and they did not eat on the Chiefs line like the Eagles did. The Eagles were ready to play, man, simple as that.
Yeah, let's not forget Brady went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl, so – And Andy Reid don't have another 10 years. If they have a little slump here where they need to rebuild and they need to get, you know, some new blood in there, I'm not sure that they're built for the long haul with Andy Reid. Belichick was there all that time. Andy Reid, I'm not sure, is going to be there all that time. So
that, well, that's
it ain't easy to keep going back like this. I'm not betting on them going back again for a fourth straight. No way. No way. I mean, I think you've got the kryptonite there. Of course, the kryptonite for every quarterback is a four-man rush that just gets to you all the time.
Yeah, I know.
That's every
it's hard to win if you can rush with four. Why D'Amico
wants the Giants did it to Brady. The Giants did it to Brady. We saw
that's
the
right.
Giants
the Giants did it to Brady. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I remember my dad said yesterday when I was talking to him. He said the Tampa game was the blueprint. Like that's the blueprint for how you play. And he said teams all should be looking at that, and it looks like the Eagles do. But that's what D'Amico's trying to build. That's why they went out and got Autry. That's why they went out and got Danielle Hunter when they were going to lose Grenard. That's why they drafted Will Anderson. They want to be able to rush with four, because if you can rush with four and you've got guys in the back end who can take the ball away, you got a chance to win at a high level. And the Texans aren't that far away. They're not that far away from being there. I think the linebacking crew is average, but you know you got to stop the run a little bit. But yeah, they're not that far. There may be one dominant interior defender from being ready to roll.
Who's going to get Myles Garrett? That's going to be the key. Do the Bills go get him and go put him over there with his boy from A&M? You know, they find a way to get him? Because if he gets up there, that's a big difference. And another thing, the Ravens. They're always in the mix with these type of players. These teams that are right on the hump, Green Bay, things like that. But as far as in the AFC, I do like the Texans a lot next year. I think that they're going to be a lot better next year under their new quarterback. I've heard a lot of good things about Nick Cale. I think that he's going to really work well with CJ. Now, when you see that, you think about the Chiefs, and can they go back for the fourth time? One, how is Rice when he comes back? Two, do they rebuild the line, find some pocket running back? If they do that, they'll be okay, because Mahomes is smart enough to see when teams are playing him like that with seven back. He'll run the ball if he has an appropriate running game. That's the advantage the Bills and the Ravens have on him with James Cook and, you know, with Derrick Henry over there. They can run the ball and they have a good quarterback. Yeah. So we'll see the type of changes that they make, but I would not count against the guy. It's not by chance that he's won three Super Bowls by 8-28. That's not luck. That's talent.
What you should have,
so, you know,
five star. You should have hit up. I write draft articles every year after the draft about offensive and defensive rookies of the year. I rate them. I gave out an 11-1 underdog, Jared Verse, to win defensive rookie of the year. I know you had. I tell you this because I know you had Jaden Daniels. I had the ticket right there for you, 11-1, Jared Verse.
Man, next time send me the link, man. That's a great
pick. I will.
He's going to be an all-timer, man. He's going to be an all-timer.
He's rugged.
He's amazing. That's another team to watch coming up. But now, do they stay with Stafford? Does McVay keep, you know, paying Stafford? They're trying to send us Cooper Kupp. We don't want him in Houston, right? I think all the trade is out there tied.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to take a shot at him with a six rounder, you know, I'll take a look, but I'm not. Don't expect too much for Cooper Kupp.
No, not anything. No higher than that. No higher draft pick than that. That's it. He might have. There might be a year left in there. There might be a year left.
Yeah, but it's not.
We got to break it.
TheWageringWorld.com.
TheWageringWorld.com. That's our guy, Five Star in Vegas. Hey, man. Appreciate it. Have a nice off season.
Man, it's been a great season with you guys. I'll be with you guys, of course, next fall. I can't wait. And I'll also stop in March like I always do for March Madness. Just a real quick play for the guys as I leave. Let's go with Vanderbilt tonight, plus 10.5, man, against Auburn. I think that Vanderbilt can get it done, guys. A.J. Hogger from Michigan State is good. Jason Edwards is a clone of Darius Garland. So watch for Vanderbilt in the tournament as well. Guard play gets you four. I think they cover the 10 against Auburn tonight. I also will go with old Houston coach J.B. Bickerstaff. He has the Pistons playing hard. -4 at the Bulls. Dennis Schroeder joins the Pistons tonight. Bulls lost 11-15. No leading scorer in Zach LaVine. They don't have a lot of pop. So two free plays as I leave, guys. Vanderbilt plus 10.5. Pistons -4. I'll see you guys in the spring, man. I appreciate you all.
Apparently, money never rests. Money never rests. We just went through the Super Bowl and NFL season. Now let's hit some basketball picks, okay? Let's go. Vanderbilt and the Pistons. All right, Five Star, as always, man, we appreciate it. TheWageringWorld.com. Time to talk about HRP. Time to talk about what are you talking about at work? What are you guys doing? How are you guys making your business better? How are you guys improving the bottom line, okay? There's always ways that you can be better at your business, okay? Have you looked at how you're doing your payroll? Have you looked at how you're doing your HR? Have you looked at how you're doing your taxes? Have you looked at how you're doing your 401k or your insurance for your people? Have you looked at these things? Because HRP, that's all they do. That's what they do. And if you're not doing it as economically as you possibly can, then HRP can. They will. And they do every single day. You've heard all of their clients on our air. I mean, not all of them, but you've heard a bunch of them on our air giving testimonials to HRP of what a great job and what they meant to their business. They're like family to us. They're part of our business. They really are. I mean, we got them. They're here all the time. They're always on top of everything that we do. Easy, easy, easy. I had to call them about my 401k, but man, easy. It was done. It was simple. It's something that you need to look at in your business. If you aren't doing it, your payroll right, you're costing yourself. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You got a couple of minutes to still get in here before we hit News of the Weird. You're more than welcome to get in. Hurry, 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 though. All right, wrapping it up, Dallas, did we miss anything that I don't see anything on the rundown or in my notes that we didn't talk about yet? Dell, did you have anything?
No, it's embargoed till 10:05. Sorry,
you embargoed it till 10.
Okay. Yeah.
What about?
Oh, I've got something for you.
What about Plymouth Argyle beating Liverpool?
That was major. If you don't know, the FA Cup went on over the weekend, and it's a tournament much like you guys. The reference I can make is Hoosiers back when Indiana. I don't know if they still do it. Where the entire state, there are no classifications. They all played each other, no matter what classification they're in. That's kind of what the FA Cup is in English soccer. And one of the smaller clubs beat maybe the current best team in the world. They're leading the Premier League. They have a real shot to win Champions League. Liverpool walked into Plymouth and walked out with the loss. So Liverpool's out of the FA Cup.
How about that?
you're an Everton guy. I forgot about that. You take your joy from Liverpool losing, never about beating them.
That's right.
You don't do that.
We already lost the FA Cup to a bunch of Bournemouth.
Yeah. Well, Bournemouth's a Premier League team.
I know, still.
So you got that over Liverpool. They lost to a lower division club.
Yeah. So it's kind of like we won.
Yeah. He only takes joy from hating because his team never is going to provide him any actual joy.
I'm praying on everyone's downfall. That's my new I'm literally that's my new way of going through life is just praying on other people's downfall.
Certified hater?
Yeah.
Hater. That's what you are, a hater.
Yeah.
That's right. You ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Trey.
Well, you're hating everybody. Oh, you're making everybody pop. You're making everybody pop.
It's true.
I saw your boy there, Robert Saleh, at the Senior Bowl, probably lost 50 pounds of muscle.
The Aaron Rodgers effect?
It was weird.
Stress?
To see. I don't know, but he was thin. Thin. Like, did not fill out the sweatsuit. It was a very, for a guy who's all rocked up, you know, like, looks the part, Robert Saleh was really lean. Lean. It was disconcerting.
Wow, he's a marathoner now, maybe.
I guess so. He's not a. That usually happens to offensive linemen when they retire. Not to, but it also happens to head coaches when they coach with the Jets, I guess, probably. Uh-huh. You just get sick to your stomach having to deal with that building, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, when as soon as you get off the roids, boom.
That's not skinny. Him.
No, I didn't say he was on the roids. I'm saying people who
do. They're not a lot of times on roids as much as they're on eating like 4,000 calories a day, trying to keep weight on.
But
Nick Hardwick, I talked to Nick Hardwick about it. He goes, dude, I used to have to, I'm a natural 290. He said, I'm a natural like 280 something guy. He said, when I was playing pro football, I had to eat like a monster to keep my weight over 300 pounds. He said, I knew this would come off quick. Sean, some of these guys just want to try to be pretty boys now. Like Sean O'Hara on NFL Network, he played for my dad at Cleveland. Sean O'Hara just like, he likes the way he looks when he loses weight. And Joe Thomas is phenomenal looking. Sean O'Hara looks incredible. Alan Faneca got down to like 205 or 210. There should be a law that prohibits offensive linemen from getting below 250 pounds when they finish.
At any time in their life?
Well, no. But they can only lose a certain amount of weight every year because it's just too hard for us to deal with seeing, you know, this guy. Have you seen, when's the last time you saw Sean Rogers? Former Detroit Lion, Texas Longhorn defender. Played like at 360, probably about 240 now. You wouldn't even recognize him.
No, I haven't seen him forever. Some of that was steroids too, Lance. That happened.
You think Sean Rogers used steroids?
I don't know if it's Sean Rogers. I know that a lot of the guys were doing steroids back then. A lot of the guys were. That happened.
Well, it's not that far, like in the 2010s.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, then you think they're using now, right?
Get up in the league. They masking.
You think they're using now?
You don't think that?
I don't know. They test for it. They don't come up with it. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, if they use it in baseball, you think they use it in football, but we never talk about it.
You know, it's so funny. Yeah, we haven't seen any. When was the last steroid?
Well, you see guys for. Well, you see them for. It's called. They don't call it steroids. They can call it. Banned substance. We do see banned substance. We do see that. They don't talk about steroid. The last one we even knew that was potential was Dwayne Brown, I think. And he had tainted beef. The league even said, yeah, that's Mexico meat. We're not counting that.
Yeah. Brian Cushing.
Well,
that was stress syndrome.
No, it was overworkout syndrome.
Overworkout. That's right. It was overworkout.
And then they're like, hey, you can't have these hormones in your system. This doesn't make any sense. Sorry, you got to go.
Well,
twice, right? Yeah, happened twice.
But now he's a coach. I saw him at St. Michael's one time with his family there.
He's with the Texans.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
What is he, assistant strength coach or something like that?
I don't know his title, but that sounds like
he looks. He's in great shape.
Great shape. Yeah, he's got a nice family. Well, I don't know.
Maybe they just go to game day, John. Why does it always have to be steroids? Why can't they just go to game day?
Well, they could just go to game day, get peptides to make you stronger. See? They could.
They can't be doing that. Right. You just go immediately to the S-bomb?
Right? Well, Lance, A lot of guys were doing steroids. I hate to break it to you.
Well, then they still are. Then there's still a lot of guys doing steroids. They just stop.
Let's make a list. Top five guys most likely to be doing steroids in the NFL.
Name your guys who are doing steroids, in your opinion.
In my opinion?
And then I want this.
For the Texans.
Yeah, and let the record reflect that Lance does not believe that any of these guys are doing steroids.
Let's be real now.
He does not want a lawsuit.
I don't need you naming some random Patriot. Let's go Texans-wise. Top five most likely Texans to be doing steroids.
Texans doing steroids.
That's right. John Weeks, number one.
Wow. I don't think he's doing steroids.
Neither do I, but I need you to get this list going since we want to just besmirch the entire league. Lance's league, he's trying to defend his league, and you're just besmirching it. Name some Texans.
Don't do it. Don't listen to him. I see you thinking, and don't even think, and don't say it, because you will catch a lawsuit. Or some type of cease and desist or a public apology.
Yes, be clear.
Not do it.
No one thinks.
Dell's trying to con you into this.
No one thinks our longtime long snapper is doing steroids, but John has some thoughts on other Texans. Go.
Don't, John. He thinks he's got you.
He'd
like to, but don't
be silent, Lance. Let him go.
I might have a couple of guys.
See? He's got some.
Okay, I'm not saying he does.
Which guys do you think cheated on their wife? Go.
No, that's too salacious.
No.
What do you mean? This is illegal. You can't guess on this.
You can be ruining the marriage.
Don't guess, John. Do not guess.
Okay, no, I'm not saying he did. But what do you guys think? Tank Dell.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, we can play that game.
Okay.
I got nervous. We can play the 140-pound wide receiver game. That's fine.
I don't think he is, though. No. I don't think so, but I'm just asking you guys what you think.
I don't believe so. I wish Tank well. He was at the Cougs game, I believe, last night. We want
Did
Tank
he go? Did I he walk
I,
in?
I he was upright.
A steroid Tank would be, what, 174?
There's no steroid Tank. He doesn't exist. I saw him upright, according to video, at the Cougs game, so we know he's ambulatory.
He is. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good to hear. I mean, I didn't think he'd be walking yet. Holy crap. And he's going to be – no, he's got a long road. He's got a long road to hoe, man. I feel bad for him.
Even joking, because he's a very emotional guy, like in a way that he feeds off of his emotion. I really do worry about football being taken from him for this long and how he's going to respond, like how he's going to deal with it. I worry about him a little bit because – you know, he needs to stay close to the team, stay close to CJ, because it's going to be really hard on him. It's going to be really hard on him because he's going to lose. I mean, he's lost a lot of football over the last, it'll be 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's going to be tough on him.
Yep. All right, let's break. Why don't you talk about John Daspit, and we'll do News of the Weird when we come back.
John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. When you go to the website, go to look at the what they you know, what their specialties are of service. And one of them is property loss and negligent security. There's negligence at a location, at a business. I mean, there's a lot of different things that they are product liability. There's a lot of things that they will work on for you when it comes to when you have been injured due to someone else's negligence. And they do a great job. And John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm understand. They got a lot of lawyers there. But they got a lot of lawyers so that they have the ability to work individually on your case and give your case the amount of attention it needs. There's a lot of personal injury lawyers out there who will just, you're a number to them. They want to get a settlement and a check as quickly as possible. They take their commission and they're on to the next one. And they don't really care what your settlement ends up being. You're just one of a big number to them. With John Daspit, that's not the case. They want to make sure that not only that you win, but you win big. No money out of your pocket for anything ever. Fair compensation for pain and suffering and things that may be to come. Because on the pain and suffering, sometimes it's not temporary. It's long-lasting. And they want to make sure that they uncover every bit of information so they can get the right settlement for you. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, if you're injured at any point, the first call you should make is 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
So, in response to the U.S. acquiring Greenland, Apparently Denmark wants to buy California. Denmark had, they garnered 200,000 signatures with a pitch to Danish citizens that purchasing the Golden State would provide them with more sunshine, dominance in the tech industry, limitless avocado toast, and easy access to Disneyland, which they would rename in honor of fairy tale author and poet Hans Christian Andersen. Denmark says, okay, you can have Greenland, we'll take California. I may be Danish.
So would they call it Christianland, Hansland? How, if they renamed it, what's the name?
Hans Christian
Andersen Land? That's a lot. That's wordy.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, didn't Disney just revamp his stories to begin with? And that's part of the deal.
Is that it?
I think that might be part of what they're going for. But, hey, if you got the bucks, let's see Denmark. See what you got.
Yeah. Apparently,
people already say California's not really America anyway, so.
It's not. It's not. They can have it.
He's one
of those
people. You
know what? And I'll be Danish. I'll live under Danish law.
They have a king, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to be a subject to a king?
We kind of have a king.
I already am in this country. I already am in this country.
King Trump is.
Well, he wasn't ordained by God like a king would be. He more like.
Is the king ordained by God?
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
I don't think any kings are the boss of anyone.
Oh, yeah. Or emperor.
All of that stuff.
The emperor ordained. Is godlike. Yes,
the line, that the royal line is part of being ordained by God. Trump is more like a.
I'm not sure God ordained
him. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
No. Apparently,
you don't know.
They're looking for 50 girls hiring in all positions at Hooters, the American restaurant. Known for its chicken wings and female waiting staff.
What's
the weirdness?
You just read an online ad?
Classified?
I'm not sure they're taking it well in England, okay? It's horrible, said Jen Bagelman, 41, a professor of geography at Newcastle University.
What's horrible?
We can do better than this.
What are we asking?
Jane.
What are we asking the professor of geography for about this?
That's not her business.
Yeah, stay out of grown folk business.
Stay in your own lane. Stay in your geographical lane. Stay out of my lane.
Has Hooters never been in the UK, and that's why it's such a big deal?
Because there's no sun. They're all pasty.
No, fake tans exist. And bronzer exists. It's not known for bad teeth. It's known for being a restaurant. All right?
Well, speaking of that, did you see that commercial for breast cancer? For the Super Bowl? Did you see that, John?
No.
Everything was just cancer advertising? Oh, my God. It was in your face. They were just popping. There were just close-ups.
Of cancer? Oh. Or
of the breast.
Oh, okay.
Girls bouncing around there watching. I'm like, okay, what is this a commercial for? I got to admit, Mabe saw it. I got to admit, this was it got your attention.
What did Maddie say about it?
It's so funny. She was sitting there watching. I said, can you believe this is happening, Maddie? What in the world is going on here? And she just shook her head no. She just went.
I could see that. That
she was just struggling because Taylor Swift was getting her ass kicked by the Eagles defensive front.
Well, you talk about her like she's Trey Smith.
Well, if you're a Swiftie, you all got your asses kicked by that rush.
Well, yeah. Did you see?
You
got to
take that too. You don't just get Travis.
What?
You just don't get a Super Bowl last year. You got to take this ass whipping also.
Did you see what Chauncey Gardner Johnson, known heckler, said? I think he posted a picture of Travis's ex, Travis, with her, and goes,
"You
should have stayed with the thick or something like that."
I saw that.
Yeah, she was at the game. They let her on the field, celebrating with the Eagles.
She had all the confetti in her hand. She was celebrating with the Eagles, Travis Kelce's ex. And, oh, by the way, there's a story today that Travis was heartbroken. He saw Taylor Swift get booed before the game.
That's his girl.
And he saw
the look on her face. He was heartbroken. You know,
this cannot be the first time she's gotten booed by somebody.
I don't believe the story. I will say, the best part that came from, I think her name is Kayla Nicole. She, his ex
yeah.
being at the game. Someone tweeted out, hey, we got to be okay with calling women losers sometimes. And the fact that she's out there trying to find
that's
a moment.
That's a loser-ass yeah. moment.
What are you doing?
I will
it's
say.
It's been years. Get over it.
Like it if, has been.
Like, if a guy did that, he would get crushed for being a loser and a
she's a
and
sucker.
Worse. Yeah,
a
sucker.
She's
what
a
is she
sucker.
Doing? Go home. Just because you can't get away with
feed it.
I know
you. Go find a basketball player. Get lost.
Oh, see, that's ugly.
Why? That's which, I'm just rolling down the road you were driving.
I wasn't going to say she's a.
You were going,
she was
in
going
that
after
direction.
Another athlete. What I was going to say is, hey, go home. The story is over with you. It's
yeah,
enough.
You lost.
Oh, it ain't never over with her. It ain't never going to be over with her. The rumors, he charged her rent when he was with the Chiefs. He was charging her rent yeah. to live in the house.
Yeah, allegedly, yeah. one of their issues was he didn't treat her like yeah. I guess, what you expect an athlete to treat a woman of, as attractive as her. He was like, you're just a regular girl to me. I don't know about the rent thing. That seems aggressive.
That
what
is
are you, roommates?
Yeah, apparently.
Apparently.
And she had to pay bills and everything?
Well, yeah,
that ain't no way to treat a...
Well, she can't pay her own bills, John.
Well,
independent no women, isn't that the thing?
She ain't about that life. She's looking for. She's looking for some.
Put
sugar.
A ring on.
I don't know what she's looking for, but that did become a part of the,
that
the
wasn't
story.
That wasn't it. And Travis wasn't looking to get Taylor Swift booed either, and he was sad, and that's why he dropped all those passes.
Oh.
So. That's it. Nice he did, job,
he wasn't
Eagles
good.
Fans.
He did.
Well, no one on the offense was good except for Worthy. Shout out to Texas, right?
No. I mean, if he would have caught one, they could have had two first downs in the first half.
Right. Well, if D-Hop catches that ball, he's still running.
Well, it's D-Hop.
Yeah, he's slow.
He would have got caught.
He would have got caught by Chris Jones.
We done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. See y'all tomorrow, buddy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.